Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Purium Lifestyle Call. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing, hosting for David Sandoval. And as usual, every Wednesday night, lines are packed. I tried to turn off the beeps, and there were so many beeps coming in, Bridge wouldn't let me turn off the beeps. But luckily, we got the beeps off. We got the call recorded. Tonight's subject is Dave's favorite meal makeovers. And I know he always likes to call it dinner with Dave, so he's not only going to have dinner with everybody. He's going to tell you what to eat, what not to eat, and how to make over your favorite meal. So, David Sandoval, are you on the line?
I am.
All
Sorry,
right.
I had
well,
food
cool.
in my mouth.
It's dinner with Dave, literally. That's awesome.
No, I'm joking.
Well, cool. Well, looking forward to seeing you tomorrow, Blue Diamond Retreat. So I'm going to be over at your place, as I always love to be out there. It's going to be a great, great time. And so I'm going to turn the call over to you and let you run.
Awesome. Well, thank you, David, and thanks for everybody who's taken time to be with us tonight. Like I said, this is a time we get together as a family every Wednesday night. And for those of you who didn't know, I do have a video I put up last night. Unfortunately, it was 8 minutes, and that was a little longer than Facebook likes videos to be, so they took a long time to approve it. But it is now up on the website, and I talked all about women's defense, which is, again, the same subject I had last week on the Wednesday night call. But last night I did a video, and people seem to like it. You will too. So once again, my name is David Sandoval. I'm one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products. And it isn't Purium Health Products anymore. It's simply called Purium. And I like to call it the Purium Lifestyle Club because Purium is, as I said, it is not a company. It is a group of like-minded people. It's like a club. And it actually is very much like a club in that you have rights when you're a member of the club. So when you are a PLC member, a Purium Lifestyle Club member, it comes with some pretty cool benefits. But listening to these calls is not one of them. Anyone could listen to these calls. And I hope that you will invite other people to hear about this lifestyle, to share this lifestyle. And when you stop using the word diet and use the word lifestyle, people listen. Don't tell people you need to change your diet to lose weight. Say you need to change your lifestyle to lose weight. And by the way, I'm a member of the Purium Lifestyle Club because we teach people how to do that. And one of the things that we do is we share recipes. We have these amazing recipes that we share. Now, it may be as simple as saying, you know what, I like to take my power shake and use some coconut milk, some coconut water, some almond milk, maybe throw in half a banana, a little bit of Manuka honey, unless you're a vegan, and maybe a little bit of white American ginseng and some minerals, and blend all that up. Maybe put a capful of bourbon vanilla, which is an organic, you get some organic, high quality Madagascar vanilla, put that in there, and enjoy it like a dessert. I mean, it's so delicious. It's sweetened by the banana, so you're getting extra potassium, extra fiber. The banana and the vanilla give it a desserty type of flavor. Now, I do this with the original power shake. The original power shake gives me a little more versatility as far as my flavor profile, but the same thing works with the appleberry. The only difference is I don't put in the vanilla. And it tastes just as awesome, just on the fruity side. And so there's so many ways to make your stuff taste better. If you don't like the taste of the ginseng, make some ginseng lemonade. Just get some healthy lemonade or make your own lemonade. Add it to orange juice, add it to lemonade, add it to grapefruit juice. Make it taste good. There's ways that you could do that. But what about just your meals? What about breakfast, lunch, and dinner? What about snacks? Those should taste good too. I want everybody to try something. It is really amazing. make some organic popcorn, because corn is one of the most genetically modified foods on the planet. So make some awesome organic popcorn made with awesome Purium coconut oil. And then take some Power Shake, again, the original, and just sprinkle it on and shake it around, and it tastes amazing. It tastes like candy. You can't even believe it. It's like better than like the stuff you buy that's really bad for you. I mean, it really tastes good. I use butter also. Butter, but again, if you're a vegan, you're not going to do that. The combination of the buttery flavor with the original Power Shake is unbelievable. It's just like magic. The coconut oil too, but the butter, I'm just telling you, amazing. So I use half butter, half coconut oil. I use the Power Shake, a little bit of sea salt, and it will just blow your mind how good that is. It's just incredible. And that's a great way to have Power Shake. The same thing works with just straight spirulina or straight chlorella as well. You could add a little bit of chlorella into the Power Shake when you make your popcorn. But either way, this is, and with Halloween coming up, I mean, I just have to share some of these recipes with you. You know, why not give somebody a bag of really tasty popcorn that they're going to love and is going to be really healthy for them as their snack? Now, something else I do is I make a type of a nougat, and that nougat, to make this, you're going to need some of your rice bran solubles, which is really nutty and oily and really yummy, tasty, delicious stuff. And then you're going to need a little bit of coconut oil, right? And then you can take some activated barley, and you mix that together with a little bit of your favorite sweetener. I use coconut sap sugar. And I mix that in, and then blend it until it tastes nice and sweet and nougaty. By nougaty, I mean, you know, a little bit like nougat. And then you could take some cacao powder, mix that in, and it tastes nice and chocolatey. And you could make your own peanut butter cups just by getting some healthy almond butter, and you get your cupcake. You get your cupcake trays and your cupcake paper, and you just use the very bottom half of it, just maybe the bottom third of it, and you put your little nougat down into a cup, and you fill it with peanut butter, and just make these little, you make little flat pieces that you put right on top, and boom, you've got, and you can just rub a little bit on top, actually, if you want to, just to make it look the same color as the outside. And that's what I usually do, because I like a little more peanut butter or almond butter in mine. Or even they taste so good, oh my God, with sesame butter. Sesame seed butter is, they're so delicious. And, you know, you could make your own candies. I also make nut balls. I just make the, I make the chocolatey nougat, and then I roll nuts in it. And it has the same type of nutty, chocolatey effect. And a lot of people like chocolate-coated peanuts, and so I make like a type of brittle, if you would, using that combination. But instead of it being brittle, I make them in these little balls, so brittle balls, I guess you could call it that. I hear people laughing out there. I don't know why. The bottom line is that there's so many amazing things that could be made using Purium ingredients, but let's get to a regular meal. People, when they arrive tomorrow, are going to be greeted by my organic cornbread, but they're going to be eating that with my vegan chili beans. And so it's really important. It takes about 2 days to make chili beans my way, but it takes about an hour or 2 hours or less to make them if you use canned beans. But if you use canned beans, just make sure that they're organic, and make sure that the cans are the type that are lined safely, because a lot of cans have, you know, lining that is not a plastic that you want next to your food. but there are it's improved. Just make sure that if you're going to use cans, and I'm not putting that down, that you could do that, okay? So, again, you need some coconut oil, some onion, a bay leaf or two, some oregano, some pink salt, some celery, and then the big five ingredients. You need garlic. You need cayenne pepper. You need a little bit of onion powder. And, again, white pepper. I like to use whole kernel corn, organic, of course, black beans, garbanzo beans, kidney beans, and as well as fava beans. And you get as many beans as you like, but I like to include at least garbanzo and fava, black and kidney, pinto and navy. That gives you a nice six-bean combination, not to mention, of course, you're going to have some whole kernel corn in there as well. Some chopped up tomato, some chopped up bell pepper, some chopped up garlic. A lot of chili powder, if you're like me. And again, for flavoring, you're going to want some celery, chopped about two stalks or however much you like. And then all those, you know, salt to flavor, cumin to flavor, a couple of bay leaves in there. And I chop at least a half an onion and mix this all together, if you will, boil it all up, but prepare the beans. To prepare the beans, remember that you're going to want to take them and soak them. First, you separate them. Take out any of the ones that are too old, that are discolored, that might not be fresh. So first you sort the beans, then you soak them. Put at least three times more water than beans. At least three times more water than beans is what I do. And then I put something over the top so no bugs could fly in the water, something that breathes, okay, like sort of like the material that you would use for cheesecloth, something like that. And then put that over the top, let those soak for at least overnight, 12 to 16 hours. And then you could drain them, let them soak again for another 45 minutes, and then you could begin to boil them. Mix them all together and boil them all together. I like Better Than Bouillon. It's a vegan, non-GMO broth that you could add to it if you like. And if you mix all these ingredients and boil them all together, I think you're going to find that you're going to have some amazing, you know, meals out of that. Now, a lot of times I mix it with other things. You know, I'll combine it with other meals. I mix a nice salad together, of course. You know, make some cornbread and enjoy a very, very healthy, vegan, organic meal. And all you have to do is heat the oil in a large pan, stir in the onion, put in the bay leaf, the cumin, the oregano, the salt, you know, cook the onion till you can sort of see through it, mix in the celery, the green peppers, the garlic, let that all simmer together for 5 minutes. Mix in, you know, your tomatoes, and then pour all that in with the boiling beans. So you're going to make your flavor on the left. You're going to be boiling the beans to the right. And in the beans, of course, you're going to put a little bit of flavor as well. You're going to put a little bit of sea salt. You're going to put a little bit of cayenne pepper. But other than that, maybe even some black pepper. And then you're going to boil those beans. You're going to make your sort of flavoring on the side. And then mix the flavoring into the beans for like a magic potion, mix it all together and let it simmer. And I think you're going to love how good that tastes. But that leads us to dessert. Oh, I love when a raw dessert, an organic raw dessert, tastes as good or better than, you know, than a dessert that might be really, really not so good for you. And when I was on my little journey of health, I found that there were not that many really pleasurable taste sensations that mimicked or were as good as some of the comfort foods that I remembered from my childhood. And while I learned to make some really amazing, tasty, delicious, savory vegan treats, they weren't the same flavor profiles as the non-vegan treats I'd become accustomed to, those comfort foods. So while they were amazing, they just weren't the same. I hope everybody can understand that. Well, this is the exception. I learned to make an apple pie that, again, when you're done, you could warm it up to over 100 degrees, 105, 110, even 115 if you want a warm apple pie, because it's only over 120 or 118 or so that you worry about, you know, enzymes being destroyed. So you could actually have a warm apple pie, and I call it a caramel apple pie in a way. But we all crave sweets, and here's what I like to do, okay? I take raisins, and then I'll take some cashews, but you could use some other form of nut if you like. I'll take raisins and cashews, and I'll soak them for at least 2 hours or so. And then I'll drain the water, mix them together, blend them into a mix where the raisins and the cashews, you could use dates, you could use another type of nut, but I like these two together. And then you take it, and that's your crust. And you're going to form that, you're going to push that down into the pie crust. And it helps to have two pie tins so that you could push one on top of the other to help form it just right. And keep doing that. Keep building up the bottom and then build up the sides and get your pie crust nice. It really forms well. The moister it is, it's okay. After you've got it formed, you could let it dehydrate a little more, or you could use it just as it is. I take several apples, and you're going to want an apple that has, you're going to want one of these apples slicers that has a spiral. And it slices apples really, really thin. And it slices them in this big, long spiral, so you're going to spiral out 3 apples or maybe 4 apples. And this makes super thin slices of apples. If you don't have an apple slicer, core the apples and then slice the apples as paper thin as you can. You're then going to take the remaining parts of the apples that weren't good for slices, and you can make some applesauce out of that. Put it into and make a nice applesauce. In that applesauce, you're going to mix a sweetening agent of your choice. It could be honey, it could be agave, it could be, I love coconut sap sugar, and some cinnamon. And you're going to mix that together in the applesauce portion, and you're going to need a good half a cup or more of the applesauce that's all seasoned with cinnamon and sweetener. And then you're going to proceed to alternately layer the very thinly sliced apples with the applesauce puree. And again, just apples, apple puree. And then you're going to take and roll out spread out crumbles on the top of the same thing that was put on the bottom. Just crumble it on the top to where it looks rough. And then you're going to take coconut. You're going to need coconut, a fresh young coconut, if you like it done my way. Otherwise, you could just take some coconut cream, crema de coco, as long as it's organic. And this is a combination of coconut water and coconut meat mixed with a little bit of vanilla and a little bit of coconut sap sugar whipped into a whipped topping, like whipped cream, and smothered generously on the top. And bite for bite, the taste of the cinnamon, the taste of the sweetness of the apples and the crunchiness of the crust, it is really, really phenomenal. Now, there is another way that you could add a caramel flavor. In that crust I told you about, in those crumbles that you put on top, or possibly blended right into the raisins and the cashews, is some of our new caramel fiber and the new caramel-flavored daily fiber. And so It's really, really good. You make your own gluten-free pie crust. You use your own organic apples, which you prepare yourself. You could use a little bit of coconut oil in that pie crust if you want. You know, coconut sugar or honey. And I really like to add, you know, some cinnamon. And we have a number of variations on this recipe. The bottom line is that you don't have to cook this. This could be absolutely raw. Just warm it up to, about 100, 115 degrees. And it's going to be really, really tasty. And that's the raw version. And if you want a cooked version, you could go to our website. And we have, if we don't have both recipes, we'll get both there. But that is one of my favorite dessert type of recipes. And I want to remind you guys, let me take a little sip of water here, but I want to... I want to remind you guys that every meal is only as good as the quality of its ingredients. I don't care, whether you're making lasagna. I don't care whether you're making pasta. I don't care what you're making. It's only as good as the quality of its ingredients. Now, I'll tell you that my daughter has this spiral shredder that she uses, and she shreds all types of vegetables, but she likes squash the most. And she shreds them and then uses that, just drops it into boiling water for just a second to soften it up, and then puts a beautiful, tomato, marinara sauce or some other, form of spaghetti sauce over that, and has this amazing vegan, super healthy pasta. And you'd never know that it wasn't a noodle. You never know it wasn't an angel hair, type of noodle. And it just, we have these ways that we could just thoroughly enjoy living a healthy lifestyle. Now, somebody asked me today, Dave, are you still a vegan? I said, yeah, I am. I said, except for 3 days a week. Like, I'm a vegan here's the way I explain it to them. I said, I'm a vegan for 8 months a year. And they said, oh, well, what do? You go 3 months on and 1 month off or something? I said, no. I said, I just make sure that most of my meals don't include meat. That's all. Most of my meals don't include cheese. Most of my meals don't include processed food at all. And when you do that, it doesn't matter if you're a pure vegan. It doesn't matter if you're a raw foodist. You could eat a lot of raw food. You could eat a lot of vegan meals. And every time you do that, you're replacing a meal you would have eaten that was not raw and that was not vegan. So I don't want everyone to beat themselves up or to feel ashamed because they're not strict enough or they can't adhere to a diet that they believe to be really healthy. Yes, you can. You could adhere to it all the times other than the times you're not. And the more you do, the less you will not do. It becomes a lifestyle. So practice that lifestyle. Practice having a vegan meal. Practice making a vegan dessert. Practice having a vegetarian lunch. Practice having a vegetarian breakfast. Practice, practice, practice. Just practice. My friend told me, she goes, this relationship I was in, it didn't work out. I said, well, congratulations. You got some practice in. Practice, practice, practice. Now you know a little bit better what to do next time. That's all. And she laughed. But the bottom line is that when you start to practice being an awesome chef for yourself, an awesome provider of healthy food for yourself, it's fun. It feels so good to eat something that you made, that you chose, the ingredients that you put love into. And man, if you get the opportunity to present that, probably the thing I miss most about not living with somebody is making food for them and bringing it to them and seeing them enjoy and smile and really like be appreciative of that love that came to the form of nourishment that we call food. And so Purium is a lifestyle. And when people say, what about all these supplements and all these pills you take? I said, do you realize that Paleo Man had to go 4.5 hours a day searching for barks and roots and berries, for fruits and vines, leaves, and other nourishment from the earth? I have over 112, I believe, 112 different variety of exotic herbs and foods in my life every day. And the fact that some of them are in capsules, the fact that some are in pills, and the fact that some are in liquids, and the fact that some are in powders doesn't freak me out at all. Welcome to the modern world. I don't want to go 4.5 hours foraging for food I may not find. I love the surety that every single day, and I'm not going to lie to you, if I paid for my Purium Health products, because I own the company, I don't. But if I did, I take over $20 a day worth of Purium. And if you add that over a month, that's $600. Over a year, that's $7,000. That's about 12% of the average U.S. daily household income. And I would consider that a bargain. A bargain. I would. And so, and if I could work Purium as a business and make that $600, you know, then I would do that too. And just pay for my own products. Because I want to show the world that living to be 120 and beyond is not a dream. I live it every single day. I wake up with energy and gusto and enthusiasm and optimism and dreams for the future. I don't have aches or pains or headaches or body aches or cramps or anything like that. And I love my Purium lifestyle. I love the way I live. I love the way that I feel. Once in a while, I even love the way I look. But if you watch my videos, it's usually not on those days for some reason. Anyway, I did just post a great video about women's defense. I appreciate you guys tuning in and listening to my recipes tonight. There's so many more I want to share. So come up to the Native Springs Oasis. Hang out with me in the kitchen. We'll have real dinner with Dave, like the Blue Diamond guys are going to do starting tomorrow night. Can't wait to have these 12 amazing people up here, along with the whole cast of Purium crew as well, Rodney and David Litt and all of those folks, and can't wait to see them. Can't wait to see you guys up here as well. By the way, the PHB Academy of Learning, rocking and rolling, now called the David Sandoval Academy of Learning, the DSAL. Facebook me, email me, text me if you want to get involved. Having so much fun sharing this knowledge. So let's do what we do every week. I love you guys. I appreciate you. I want you to know that, and I want you guys to share that love with each other.